Your brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I will now read the alternate Old Testament reading that is printed in your bulletin for you. As I looked, thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames. Its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and came out from before him. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. I saw in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, there came one like a son of man. And he came to the Ancient of Days, and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and his kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. Here ends the reading from Daniel. In the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we have not only pastors, deaconesses, and deacons, but we also have principals, DCEs, teachers, and the like. Well, pastors are ordained for their work in the ministry. Principals, DCEs, and teachers are commissioned to be in their line of work. They are commissioned through a rite that is found in the agenda. It is short and concise so that it can be easily used during the midst of a divine service. It is through this service, then, that God calls and prepares those who have been taught so that their positions may be filled. No, we are not commissioning anyone this morning to be a teacher, DCE, or principal. Instead, we just heard about the commissioning of another son of man, a son of man who had a greater role than any of these, and a greater role than any pastor. In the alternate Old Testament lesson for this morning, Daniel describes our Lord Jesus' commissioning for his work here on earth. And his commissioning was not only for the end times, as we are now at the last Sunday of the church year, looking at the end times to come, but it was even for his commissioning for his first coming, that coming when he would be the babe in the manger. It is proper, then, that we should look at this event as we are concluding this year of our worship of the Lord, and as we are looking forward to starting a new one next Sunday with the first Sunday of Advent. As we think about this and his first coming, when he came to be sin for us. Daniel opens our text with yet another view into the throne room of God, a view similar to that described in Isaiah chapter 6 or Revelation chapter 7. He writes, "As I looked, thrones were placed, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and came out from before him. 1,000,000 served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court sat in judgment, and the books were opened." Now, over the last several weeks, we've already discussed in a little bit of detail the end times and what is to be coming with those. And we've also taught in several Sundays this church year about God's magnificence and his omnipotence and omniscience and his righteousness. But something that we have not focused on much, aside from last Sunday, is the books, or the book that is mentioned. Last week we heard about how this book of God, or these books of God, will not be completely identical to those found in church narthexes. That is the book of church membership. And that is simply the difference between the visible church and the invisible church. Here on earth there are several churches to be found throughout the globe, and in those churches are to be found both the saints, those who truly believe in their heart, and the hypocrite, those who come but do not truly believe in their heart. Then, of course, there is the invisible church, the church that only God can see because it is to be found in the heart, where either faith or lack of faith abides. In his books, God has recorded everything ever done on earth, whether in the past, in the future to come, or currently. That is, the events and the actions of your own life. What is more, God sees all and knows all. He knows not only what you do out in the public sphere, but also what you do behind closed doors. This is the reason that Jesus taught not only to be righteous, but to be righteous behind closed doors, closing your door and praying consistently to your Father who is in heaven. Before God, none of us have anything to hide. We are not able to hide anything. And also before God, we have nothing to boast. Yet for the sake of our Lord Jesus, God replaces your sin with the righteous life of His Son, Jesus Christ. And that was in the life of Jesus when He came that first time. You see, in this commissioning, Jesus was preparing for that first coming as well. He was preparing to come and be that infant babe. And when He became that infant babe, and as He lived His life here on earth, He took on your sins that He might pay for them at the cross of Calvary. This is the very task for which God commissioned our Lord Jesus, as we will see as we continue our text. Daniel continues writing that he saw in the night visions, and behold, with the cloud of heaven, there came one like a son of man, and he came to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. This presentation refers to the commissioning of our Lord Christ and our Savior for His first coming, but more than that, also for His second coming at the end of time. Approximately 500 years before Jesus would come for His first coming, Daniel recorded these words not only for us, but also for His first hearers. That is, those living before Christ's coming. They were looking forward to His coming because Jesus would be coming to be Savior, the Savior of all, as had been promised clear back in Genesis chapter 3 with the first promise of a Savior to come. We know now that this would be done through His work on the cross of Calvary. But more than that, Christ would be coming a second time to be a Savior from even evil beasts. You see, prior to our alternate Old Testament text for this morning, Daniel records four evil beasts. And they are a fearsome-looking beast, such that Daniel had those visions in his mind for a long time afterward, and it kind of chilled him to the bone, so to speak. He was terrified of them, and each beast was worse than the last for all four of them. Later in this book, it is revealed to Daniel what those four beasts were. They were kings, and each of them would eventually lose their dominion, including the fourth with its horn. For whatever reason, those who were studying in part the pericope or the readings for this Sunday decided to leave out the middle part of this text, but I have it here for you because it includes about that fourth beast and its horn. This is what those verses said. It says, "I looked then because of the sound of the great words that the horn of the fourth beast was speaking. And as I looked, the beast was killed and its body was destroyed and given over to be burned with fire. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, but their lives were prolonged for a season and a time." You see, the fourth beast had this horn, and through this horn then was spoken all kinds of things against God's saints and God Himself. Now, what does that have to do with us today? Well, can you imagine a time where leaders speak against God, against His holy ones, against His saints here on earth? That they do it not only in private, but they would do it in the public sphere, and perhaps even profusely. Can you imagine such a time? While we are living in the end times currently, we do not know if we are living at the time of the fourth beast, the first beast, or perhaps even none of the four beasts. What we do know is that we are living in the end times. Christ has returned to heaven, and He has made that promise that He will return, and that is what we are looking forward to. We do not lose heart. We know that at the end of all time, all earthly kingdoms will have to surrender their dominion, whereas Christ's kingdom and His dominion last forever. To Him was given dominion and glory and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and languages should serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which shall not pass away, and His kingdom one that shall not be destroyed. In this last verse of our text, Daniel relates to hearers and to us a message of hope that will be for all time. The one like a son of man being presented before the Ancient of Days is one with the Ancient of Days. That is what is meant by He has glory and dominion and power and all of those things. Who has glory, dominion, power forever and ever? God. And so if this one that is like a son of man also has glory and dominion and power forever, he too is God. He is the son of man, the son of God, Jesus the Christ, for whom we eagerly await because of what he has done for us on the cross of Calvary, taking suffering and persecution and death in our place, in your place. As such, his reign is over all the earth. And while it may not be clearly seen now, when he returns, everyone, including kings, leaders, and presidents, will kneel at his return because they will see the one that they have been serving, whether obediently or unobediently. It has been said before, it is worth noting here on this last Sunday of the church year, it's all about Jesus. From the Old Testament with Daniel that we've just heard, looking forward to Jesus' first coming and receiving his commissioning before the Ancient of Days, to the New Testament where we have Jesus presented as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, who takes away your sin, and even to the writings of the end times, which, though vague, give us that eager hope that Christ is coming for us. Because of Jesus' death on the cross of Calvary, all other dominions, all other kingdoms will end, even that of Satan, our great enemy. God commissioned Jesus to be king of all because he was willing to submit and give his life for all. And so when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, when you hear of beasts and horns, you needn't worry, but only know and trust that Christ is coming for you. And when Christ does return, and you are before the Ancient of Days, he will open his book and he will declare you not guilty for the sake of his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that Son of Man who was to come, has come, and will come again. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds ever faithful unto life everlasting. Amen.